With construction estimated at $18 million, Angie Gorin says it'll be a while before the Norton Sound Health Corporation can break ground on a treatment center in Nome. But with 35% of the building designs done, she says plans are slowly coming together for an intensive facility for those fighting addiction around the Bering Strait region. Gorin is president and CEO of the Health Corporation, and she says the region needs its own space to help people dealing with alcoholism, substance abuse, suicide, and other effects of historical trauma.
There's no good system in place to help those individuals recover in the long term. This community doesn't have a detox center. So several different factors led to the idea that we need something different.
That something is shaping up to be the Leetvik Wellness Center. In the short term, it'll provide people with a safe place to detox, and in the long term, it'll offer intensive outpatient therapy.
It's going to help us better care for our intoxicated patients that may otherwise be going to the ER and home, or to the ER and to jail, or even just straight to jail.
Gorin says the goal is a new two-story building across the street from the Norton Sound Regional Hospital, just west of the patient hostel. She says the corporation considered renovating the old hospital building before learning the remodel would actually cost more than building new. Eventually, though, the first floor of the Wellness Center will house behavioral health services, the detox facility, and the Leetvik treatment program. The second level will have space for health aid training, EMT training, public health nursing, and more. Myra Murphy, the Leetvik program director, says the idea is to bring these related services together under one roof, so it's easy for patients to find continuing support as soon as they walk out of detox. And with the growing number of patients, Murphy says that's an urgent need. In just the last year, she says the number of BHS patients has increased by 1,000.
Because we can't wait. Law enforcement costs, our hospital costs, jails costs. They're huge. They're growing. When our district attorney tells us that 99% of the criminal cases that he does in 1 year are alcohol-related.
And that takes a major toll on the community, not just in crime and costs, but in the culture and attitudes surrounding wellness. For that reason, Murphy says it's crucial, that there be a treatment center in the region.
To have something that fits here in Nome not only is a start to helping an individual, but we're also looking at community change, because having people leave and go to Anchorage or Fairbanks or Bethel or wherever doesn't promote that community change piece.
With the new facility, Murphy says people struggling to stay sober in their villages can come to nearby Nome rather than other faraway treatment options. And for those who do need to leave the region for an even greater level of care, she says the center can serve as a stepping stone and ease the transition. Preliminary drawings for the building were finished 2 years ago by Fairbanks firm Bettisworth North, and now they're in the final design phase. Gorin says they hope to have plans totally finalized in the next year and a half. Without designated funding, though, Gorin says there's no final timeline for construction. She says the treatment center is a priority for the corporation's capital project planning, but they're also pursuing grants and other funding options.